Shvi is Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. So the first thing to know here is the Mefarshim explain is that we know from the Torah that one is not allowed to cut down fruit-bearing trees. The Isser is called Koitzitz Ilonos Toivim. It's like Bal Tashchis. One's not allowed to do it. But there are certain exceptions. These examples, the Tiferes Yisrael brings in the name of his father. For example, if the tree's older, it can't produce a kav, that amount of fruits on it. Or, for example, the wood on the tree is worth more than the fruits. One's then also allowed to cut the tree. Or, for example, if you need the place of the tree. Things like that nature, one is allowed. So suppose, in this Mishnah, you have one of these exceptions. So from that aspect, there's no problem of cutting down a tree. But when you come to Shemitah, there could be a different problem. As in the previous Mishnayos where we spoke about taking off the fruits too early, what about cutting the tree too early? So that's this Mishnah. So the Rav actually says there's that same reason, that same Isser of cutting a tree, which is when the Torah says, La'ochlov lo lehev, said that you have to eat Shemitah and don't let it go to waste. So by cutting a tree too early, you're letting it go to waste. Now, what are you letting go to waste? Because only the fruits, there's no Isser on Shemitah to make the wood of a tree get destroyed. On Shemitah, the real issue is having fruit that had a name of fruit and was already ready to be eaten, that fruit is lost. That's why when the fruit started, but then you ate it too quickly, that's the problem of la'ochlov lo lehefsed. You're wasting it. But if the fruit doesn't exist yet and you cut the tree down, you didn't waste anything because there was no fruit there. So this mission is going to deal with when's the latest that one's allowed to cut down a tree, because if you cut down a tree before there's fruit, like we said, there's no issue of Shemitah because you're not wasting anything. There's no fruit on it. Now the Rav also says a second reason why one can't cut a tree that has some fruit on it is because he's stealing from the rabbim. Because the Torah gives all fruit to everybody. It's mafkir. It makes all fruit hefker, so everybody can. So who gives you the right to cut down this tree that has this fruit on it? Again, it's only when there's fruit there, but not before. So the mission begins. Me'emasai ein koitzitzin o'ilin b'shvi'is. So when is this time that one is not allowed to cut the tree anymore? Be'shamei armim kol ilan mishayotze. You can cut a tree up until it brings something out. What does it bring out? What does mishayotze mean? So the Rav says it brings out the leaves, which comes out in Nisan. That's like the siman that the fruits are coming out, and therefore one can't cut it at that point because you're wasting the fruits or you're stealing from the rabbin, whatever pshat is. So Beis Hillel generally agrees with Beis Shammai here, but they give a few exceptions. Beis Hillel omrim hacharuvim mishal shelu. Beis Hillel says caribs, when they start to weigh down and start carrying these type of chains, that's what they look like. The hagfonim mishigareu. And the Rav says grapes, when the grapes become large enough, they're like the white beam that's called gerua, which is an inferior size. Nevertheless, it's enough that there's a fruit there and one can't cut the tree anymore. Vazesim mishayonetsu. And olives when they blossom. Ushar kolilun mishayotzi. But Beis Hillel says, but all other trees, we agree with Beis Shammai that it's when they start to have, like the Rav explains, their leaves come out. So again, one's allowed to cut trees when it's too early in the process, when there's no fruits whatsoever. When the fruits, though, start growing, you're wasting the fruits. So now you're not allowed to cut it at that point. But if you keep waiting and the fruit now is fully done, you're no longer wasting the fruit when you cut down the tree because you now can eat those fruits in their full and finished product. So now this is what the Mishnah says. V'chol ha'ilun, and every tree, kevin shebol ha'oinus ha'maisus, when the fruits themselves reach their peak ripeness, which is the oinus ha'maisus, which is when they're chayv and meiser, and you can fully eat them, mutter lekoitzit, so one can cut down this tree. And again, like we said earlier, provided it's not a problem about tashchis, that you have the other reasons as well, like the wood is more expensive, etc. Now the last part of the mission that the Rav learns is going specifically on the Isser of cutting down a fruit-bearing tree, of Koitzitz Ilonos Toivim, and focusing on the olives. And the Mishnah says, Kamiye Bezayis V'Loyikutsenu, meaning how productive does the olive tree have to be that you can't cut it down? So the Tanakhama says rova, so a quarter of a kav, which means if an olive tree produces a quarter of a kav of olives, that's enough to consider it fruit-bearing and you can't cut it down. The Rav says, we're focused on olive trees, but other trees aren't as important. And for example, a date tree, if the tree only produces a quarter of a kav, one's allowed to cut it down. It's only a problem when it's producing more than a kav, which is four times a quarter kav, obviously. But less than that, one's allowed to cut down the tree. So back to the olive trees. Moshe ben Gamliel Omer hakol lufi hazayis. And like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, it depends on the olive. If you have a very choshev olive, even sometimes less than a quarter of a kav is going to be enough that makes this tree worth it and olive producing, and therefore one wouldn't be allowed to cut the tree down, even if it's a smaller amount.